You're listening to The Sports Moment. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Welcome to today's podcast and opening day of the Major League Baseball season. Yeah, the Minnesota Twins are in Kansas City to open their season with a weekend series against their division rivals, the Kansas City Royals, and they will continue their road trip early next week and then come home April 4th for their home opener. Well, the Major League Baseball season also means the end of the winter sports season in Minnesota high school athletics, and we have been talking about some of the postseason honors and awards following the wrap-up of the winter season, and we have the Heart of Lakes Conference Boys All-Conference team, and the MVP goes to Brevin Stoa, senior from Holly. Brevin is a three-time All-Heart of Lakes Conference team member and wins the MVP award this year. Joining him as a two-time All-HOL conference players, Timmy Guler, a senior from Pelican Rapids, Zach Bredman, a Barnesville senior, junior Gannon Bullgreen from Barnesville, junior Charlie Larson of Pelican Rapids, and junior Carter Sonnenberg of Frazee, all of them two-time All-Conference performers. First selections go to senior Landon Johnson of Dilworth Glendon Felton, junior Noah Nelson of Holly, Barnesville senior Ethan Larson, Purim senior Mason Happel, DGF seniors Brody Friend and Austin Anderson, junior Ashton Detloff of Purim, sophomore Miguel Torres of Pelican Rapids, and sophomore Adam Vegan of Frazee. Congratulations to the All-Conference team members and MVP Brevin Stoa of the Holly Nuggets. Of course, one of our sponsors on our podcast is Pemberton Law, and you can find them at pemlaw.com or visit them in person at one of their four locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Nas Reed had 21 points and 10 rebounds last night. Jaden McDaniels added 20, and the Timberwolves overcame a sluggish start to beat the NBA worst Detroit Pistons 106-91. The Wolves were behind in the second quarter, but they did rally to get a two-point lead at halftime and then expanded that lead to 12 at the end of three, and went on to win by the 15-point margin they finished with. Rudy Gobert had 11 points and 14 rebounds. Kyle Anderson scored 14 points off the bench. And Anthony Edwards had only 9 points on the night. The Wolves are 50-22. They moved into a second-place tie with Oklahoma City in the Western Conference after the Thunder lost in overtime to Houston. Denver has a half-game lead over Minnesota and Oklahoma City after their loss to Phoenix. So it's quite a tight contest for that number one seed out of the West. The Wolves hit the 50-win mark for only the fifth time in their 35 seasons, matching the franchise's third-highest total with 10 games to go. Minnesota's all-time best record was 58-24. That was in the 2003-2004 season. Timberwolves are at Denver on Friday night, And that will be a big game, obviously, for the Western Conference standings as they trail the Nuggets by only a half game. And the San Jose Sharks take an 8-game losing streak into their matchup with the Minnesota Wild tonight at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. That is a 7 o'clock start. The Sharks have only 16 wins on the season, and they are 8th in the Pacific Division. Minnesota has 34 wins. They are 6th in the Central Division, and they're 8 points out of that final playoff spot in the West now. And that's going to be difficult for them to overcome, but they need to pretty much win out and hope for a little help along the way. They have beaten the Sharks in their only previous matchup with them this year by a score of 4-3. And catcher Will Smith and the Los Angeles Dodgers signed a 10-year, $140 million contract extension on Wednesday, the latest deal in an offseason of massive spending by Los Angeles as they are looking to lock up their core members. The $140 million is the third highest guarantee ever for a catcher behind Joe Mauer's 8-year, $184 million contract with Minnesota and Buster Posey's 9-year, $167 million deal with San Francisco. The addition of Shohei Ohtani this winter pushed Smith down to the cleanup spot in the order behind the three past MVPs at the top of the Dodgers lineup, Mookie Betts, Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman. Smith's extension follows the 10-year, $700 million deal signed by Ohtani this winter, as well as Yoshinobu Yamamoto's 12-year, $325 million contract, Tyler Glasnow's 5-year, $137.5 million extension, and a 1-year, $23.5 million pact for outfielder Teoscar Hernandez. So altogether, the Dodgers have committed more than $1.35 billion in future salaries this winter. That's a lot of dough. And again, Twins Royals opening up the Major League Baseball season 3-10, first pitch in Kansas City today. Pablo Lopez against Cole Ragans, the matchup for the opener. Thanks for joining us for our podcast. Hope you'll come back and visit again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.